Stonefleck twanged his wet bowstring and spat water.
Why didn't some beast untie the ferry tow ropes? Pull us back to shore. We'll have to follow along the bank.
A ragged cheer arose from the shrew's raft as the friends disappeared into the night on the rushing water. That evening, a group sat around the table in Cavern Hall, discussing General Ironbeak's ultimatum. The reaction was angry and indignant.
Who does he think he is? Redwall isn't conquered that easy.
We beat them once. We can do it again.
Aye, but this time Ironbeak has the hostages.
He'll kill them if we don't surrender.
He's a crafty old birdbag, that.
The abbot rapped the table.
Silence, please. We have no time to sit about arguing. What I need is some sensible suggestions. Let us review the position. The Raven has the hostages, and no matter how we try to buy time or debate, he'll kill them eventually, make no mistake about that. I tried to bluff him today. Possibly I succeeded, but it won't last. Listen, even if it meant the loss of just one life, I would have to surrender the Abbey. We cannot have three deaths on our heads. It is against all our principles.
Winifred the Otter thumped the table with her tail.
Play the villain at his own game, then. What's the name for it? Subterfuge. That's it. We'll use subterfuge.
Every creature sat up bright and attentive. When there was no response to Winifred's suggestion, they slumped back.
We've got to be a-thinking hard. Wrestling with those brains,
Formal urged. More silence followed.
Surely somebody must have a glimmer of a plan,
Winifred said sadly.
Here comes supper. Let's think while we eat,
the abbot suggested.
Good idea.
Ambrose Spike agreed.
Sometimes I thinks the brain box in the stomach bag is joined up somehow. Oh, I say, they done us proud. Acorn salad and spiced apple and damson pie.
Boy, that's it!
They turned to stare at John Churchmouse.
I was trying to remember the name of those black and white birds that are with Ironbeak. It's Pie, Mad Pie.
The abbot put aside his platter.
Go on, John. Think hard. Have you got an idea?
John scratched his whiskers in frustration.
Oh, if only I could remember what it was. It's stuck right between the tips of my ears. It's no good. I've forgotten now.
Ambrose supped October ale noisily from a beaker.
Pity, I thought you was going to come up with a plan to get your missus and Cornflower and that babby down off the roof.
The roof? The mad boys, that's it!
John Churchmouse banged his paw down on the table, squelching a wedge of pie by mistake.
Of course, I saw those three mad boys only this morning, robbing our orchard and flying up to the eaves. Those birds are Ironbeak's supply line. He needs them to bring in food.
And if we could capture them, we could do a swap,
Winifred said through a mouthful of salad.
Three magpies for three hostages. Good idea, John.
Burr, aye. Victuals be of more use to bird bags than hostages. Otherwise, they'd be a starved from hunger.
Formal added. Constance rapped the table.
Right. Let's get a proper plan organised. What we propose is to capture the three magpies and exchange them for the hostages. No army can survive without supplies, and Ironbeak knows this. He wouldn't be able to keep his followers here if they were starving. This way we can save Redwall and get the hostages back. But how do we capture the magpies?
The abbot held up a paw.
I used to be the abbey fishermouse before I was abbot. Could we not snare them with fishing nets? We've got lots of big nets.
Well said, abbot. But magpies are not fishers. How would you snare them into nets?
Constance asked. Ambrose Spike poked his snout out of the ale beaker.
Find out where they get their food supplies and put down bait.
I think they get their supplies from our orchard,
John Churchmouse said, licking pie from his paw. Little Sister May was highly indignant.
I'm certain they do, Father Abbot. Only today I saw them from the infirmary window, those three dreadful birds stealing from our orchard. Anything that falls ripe from a bush or tree, they carry off. It's theft. That's what it is.
Dirty old bird bags. I was a-wondering where all they ripe strawberries was a-going.
Exactly, Mr. Formole.